All right, it's time to do a show about Kenneth Anger. I was having a cup of coffee at Destination 1850 about 20 minutes ago, and I made a list of potential shows, topics, and Kenneth Anger is on my list of shows that I want to do. So I don't really know very much about Kenneth Anger. All I know is that a lot of the alternative media interpret culture through the lens of Kenneth Anger, because he was known for homoerotic filmmaking and making a pact with the devil. So it makes him a bit of a target, really. So follower of Aleister Crowley, made a pact with Satan, allegedly, although I'm not sure how much evidence there is of that. The homoerotic movies are there for everybody to see, so that's not even an issue, really. It is what it is, but let's have a look what comes up when I look for Kenneth Anger. American filmmaker, Hollywood Babylon, Scorpio Rising. Let's have a look at the filmography. So this is a very loose way of doing a show, but it'll work for now. I'm going to read a little bit of the Wikipedia entry. All right, so Wikipedia says Kenneth Anger, born Kenneth Wilbur Angelmeyer, February 3rd, 1927, is an American underground experimental filmmaker, actor and author. Working exclusively in short films, he's produced around 40 works since 1937. Nine of which have been grouped together as the Magic Lantern Cycle. His films variously merge surrealism with homoeroticism and the occult, and have been described as containing elements of erotica, documentary, psychodrama and spectacle. Anger has been called one of America's first openly gay filmmakers, and certainly the first whose work addressed homosexuality in an undisguised and self-implicating manner. And his role in rendering gay culture visible within American cinema, commercial or otherwise, is impossible to overestimate. With several films released before the legalization of homosexual acts between consenting adults in the United States, he focused on occult themes in many of his films, being fascinated by the English Gnostic mage and poet Aleister Crowley, and is an adherent of Thelema, the religion Crowley founded. So he's a follower of Aleister Crowley. That makes him a target for the alternative media as well. Just interested in who he is ultimately, and the influence that he's had is profound, because everybody interprets movies as if they're occult rituals these days, and everybody interprets the Super Bowl halftime show as if it's an occult ritual, and it may or may not be. I've got no way to know, but it comes from Kenneth Anger, ultimately. So born to a middle-class Presbyterian family in Santa Monica, California, Anger later claimed to have appeared in the film A Midsummer Night's Dream in 1935. The accuracy of this claim is disputed. He began making short films when he was 10 years old, although his first film to gain any recognition, The Homoerotic Fireworks, in 1947, was only produced a decade later. The work's controversial nature led to his trial on obscenity charges, but he was acquitted. A friendship and working relationship subsequently began with pioneering sexologist Alfred Kinsey. Moving to Europe, Anger produced a number of other shorts inspired by the artistic avant-garde scene there, such as Rabbit's Moon, released in 1971, and Ore d'Artifice in 1953. Returning to the US in 1953, Anger began work on several new projects, including the films Inauguration of the Pleasure Dome in 1954, Scorpio Rising 1964, Custom Car Commandos 1965, and the gossip book Hollywood Babylon, a French edition in 1959, the US edition in 1965. The latter became infamous for various dubious and sensationalist claims, many of which were later disproved, though some remain urban legends. Getting to know several notable countercultural figures, including Tennessee Williams, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Marianne Faithfull, and Anton LaVey, Anger involved them in the subsequent Thelemite-themed works. Invocation of My Demon Brother in 1969, Lucifer Rising in 1972. After failing to produce a sequel to Lucifer Rising, which he attempted through the mid-80s, Anger retired from filmmaking, instead focusing on Hollywood Babylon 2. At the dawn of the 21st century, he returned to filmmaking, producing shorts for various film festivals and events. Anger has described filmmakers as Auguste and Louis Lumière, Georges Méliès, and Maya Deren as influences, and has been cited as an important influence on directors like Martin Scorsese, David Lynch, and John Waters. Kinsey today argued there'd been a profound impact on the work of many other filmmakers and artists, as well as on music video and in emergent form using dream sequence, dance, fantasy, and narrative. There is a Guardian article from 2010 online, which is an interview with Kenneth Anger. And in that he says he's a pagan, not a Satanist. Although he does seem to know Anton LaVey. If he's a pagan, then it's a love of nature, basically, including sexuality. Okay, I've decided I'm going to read the Guardian article. So this is from 2010. And the headline is Kenneth Anger's : No, I'm not a Satanist, in quotes, by Simon Hattonstone. Kenneth Anger's crazy, gorgeous, disturbing films almost landed him in jail. The avant-garde pioneer talks Simon Hattonstone through all his demons. And then there's a picture with a quote underneath: I was too smart to be involved in badness. And the photograph's by Linda Nyland. I says, the gallery is so tiny I think I've walked into somebody's front room. The 10-minute film plays on a loop. Weirded out rock stars who look like Mick Jagger, or who are Mick Jagger, preen, strut, and do their late 60s satanic thing. White dots form a pyramid on a black background. Naked boys lounge on a sofa. Marines jump from a helicopter. There's a cat, a dog, an all-seeing Egyptian eye, people smoking dope out of a skull. A synthesizer makes an unbearable noise. There are no words, no story. Around the screen, in London's Spruth Magers Gallery, A bunch of 21st century trendies and stoners are watching this film called Invocation of My Demon Brother in awe. Their ages range from late teens to late 80s. Next door, hallucinogenic photographs eyeball you from the wall. You walk in, you walk out, and the show's over all in a flash. It can only mean one thing. Kenneth Anger is back in town. Anger is a Hollywood legend. He created some of the most disturbing, gorgeous, crazy and influential films ever, even if he has yet to make a feature. This great avant-gardist is also a writer, best known for La La Land's two most scurrilous gossip digests, Hollywood Babylon 1 and 2. The first was published in 1965, banned immediately and not published again until 1975. Among the book's most scandalous passages are allegations that Lucille Ball started Hollywood life as a prostitute, that James Dean has a disconcerting interest in a 12-year-old boy, and that Bette Davis killed her second husband. We meet at a London hotel that smells of cabbage. Anger is 83 years old. His hair is jet black, his shoes red, his trousers tan. One eye is bigger than the other, and his face is unlined. He is both beautiful and grotesque. Warren Beatty meets Frankenstein's monster. Anger wasn't always an outsider. He trained as a dancer, and as a boy danced with Shirley Temple. He was handsome enough to have been a leading man, but he did not want to be part of the system. There was a possibility of going into industry, but there was a very unpleasant atmosphere in the early 1950s. The ridiculous witch hunt of Reds. I wasn't a communist, I just found it very unpleasant. His voice is a cat's purr. Although he made films as a boy, Anger's earliest surviving work is 1947's Fireworks. This appeared 3 years before Jean Genet's groundbreaking homoerotic prison masterpiece, Enchant d'Amour. Fireworks features a young man, Anger, wet dreaming a sequence in which he is seduced / gang raped by a group of sailors after he tries to pick one up. As with all his films, there are no words, and the story, such as it is, has a dramatic music score. The camera lingers on his apparent erection, which turns out to be a model of an African soldier. Blood pours from his eyes as he's pulverized by the sailors, and a firework explodes from his zip. His heart is ripped apart to expose a ticking timepiece. It's not only surreal and scary, it is devastatingly beautiful. Astonishingly, it was made in the McCarthy era. Anger was arrested on obscenity charges following its release. The case went to a California Supreme Court, which declared the film to be art. Anger made it in his parents' Beverly Hills home when they were away at an uncle's funeral. I just put the furniture in the garden and the living room was the set. Luckily it didn't rain, he said. How did the public screenings go? Well, it was shown to an elite audience, Anger says. Among the people who came were James Whale, the British director of Frankenstein, and I became friends with him. Dr. Alfred Kinsey, the sex researcher, also came. I became friends with him too. Did his parents see it? No, my grandmother saw it. She was like my sponsor. She bought my camera for me. She said it's terrific. She was a painter. Did he know what he was trying to do with film? And he says, well, I knew about French avant-garde, so I was the American avant-garde. That's probably enough of the article to keep us going.